October 1st. On Monday, Foreign Minister Joseph Wu worried about the risk of conflict. They were very concerned that China is going to launch a war against Taiwan at some point, even though the threat may not be imminent at this point. This is what Wu said in an interview with the Australian Broadcasting Corp broadcast on Monday. So, the Mainland Affairs Council, Taiwan's top China policy-making body, accused Beijing of seriously damaging the status quo of peace and stability in the Taiwan Strait. "We demand the Beijing authorities immediately stop its non-peaceful and irresponsible provocative actions," MAC spokesman Chu Ching said in a statement. "China is the culprit for causing tensions between the two sides of the strait, and it has further threatened regional security and order." The Republic of China, the official name for Taiwan, continued to hold China's seat at the United Nations until November 1971, when the PRC achieved UN recognition. Beijing has since opposed Taiwan's involvement in the UN and international organizations and alliances. Taiwan announced on September 23rd that it had applied to join the Comprehensive and Progressive Agreement for Trans-Pacific Partnership, a week after China submitted its own application to join the trade pact. On October 1st, the People's Liberation Army sent 38 warplanes into Taiwan's air defense identification zone and 39 aircraft on Saturday, previously the most in a single day. Hey, I'm sorry, police. Hope your mom is all right. Good luck in the surgery next week. That's rough. Okay. Well, you know what we got to do?
Get the news over with. I want to hear the music.
Yeah, we got to play a song because you know what? Sometimes you just do. This news is news you can use, but it's not super fun. It's not engaging. Hey, you know, sometimes that's just what happens. Let's go ahead and take some time. Let's travel back in time a little bit. Let's go see what's happening. Oh, here it is. I'm here to give you an abbreviated version of the news. It is a brilliant blue sky, totally cloudless, no clouds, wonderful temperature. It's got to be in the 20s, maybe lower. Let's check the weather. The weather app says, drumroll, 21 degrees. High today will be 22. Low was 9 this morning. Felt great, left my window open. This week we're going to be in the 20s, and except for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, will be 31, 33. So, warming back up for a little while. But, today is Monday, October the 16th, 2023. It is 1921 UTC, so I am pretty much coming in at the end of the show. This is normally where we'd wrap up. And, I wish I had a good reason for being late. The thing is I've been trying to become a terminal, 100% terminal guy. But the thing I couldn't find, two things I needed was, I need a way to use Slack, the chat program, and I need a way to monitor some stuff. So I found WTF Util. WTF Util is a terminal dashboard. It's freaking awesome, except for the fact that every time you edit the config file, the application reloads and consumes 100% of your CPU, and every time you change the config file, it consumes 100% more CPU until you've used all your threads and your computer either starts going slow or something else bad happens. Anyway, I don't have a good reason for being late, but I do want to give a shout out to those Incom who have stuck it out and who are the OGs, hardcore fans, including Ratsu and Publius. Tobe in the house. Tobe shouting out says, "All my favorite restaurants have people screaming in incomprehensible languages back in the kitchen." That sounds like a perfect place. Handy C in the house. Quentin Neff hanging here out. Has a really dumb gift shop with t-shirts of that sort of truck lady silhouette where she's laying back, except it's a fat old man with a beer belly. Oh, I've seen that one. Lakaina is in the house. J. Lamoth, Publius, Neff, Tobe. Man, everybody's in here. So it's a beautiful day. And yeah, I am stupid late. Of course, the stuff going on in Israel continues to be bad. So we won't rehash that. Just know I'm pro-Palestine. I'm pretty much against the Zionist view anyway. Pro-Palestine. So it's kind of an interest. Oh, white BMW did not want to come to a stop at the stop sign. Did have their turn signal on, but almost T-boned a guy that was driving by. Oh, we got... Oh, brave move here, Cotton. One of the local guys, workers, in a golf cart pulling a trailer, making a wide left turn onto the sidewalk. It is a license-plated vehicle with lights and everything. It's a street-legal vehicle, so it's technically not legal for it to drive on the sidewalk. But there it goes, right down the sidewalk, going against the flow of traffic. All right, sorry. Gosh, breaking news. Israel and Palestine are mad at each other. All right. So let's, here, I've got news. Let me give you the not, oh, everybody's talking about it news, because that's usually what irks me, is I want to know other stuff. So men have been, so this is a warning. This is about abuse and harm to a child, and also about sexual assault. So if that's a problem, or is something that would concern you, you may want to turn the radio down for a few minutes, but this is your warning. Because this is a horrible story, and I don't know if it'll make it out, so I just wanted to throw this out. Okay, here we go. Posing as a 16-year-old, a man befriended a 12-year-old girl on Instagram and persuaded her to meet him on 4 occasions where he engaged in sexual acts with her. On Monday, Muhammad Hudri Ahmad, now 44, was sentenced to 19 years in jail and 18 strokes of the cane by the High Court after he pleaded guilty to 3 charges of statutory rape. Another 12 similar charges were taken into consideration, including 5 counts of sexual penetration of a minor and 2 counts of performing an obscene act with a young person. These offenses took place in 2019, soon after Hudri was released from prison for having sex with a 13-year-old girl a day after meeting her online. He was convicted and sentenced to 40 months in jail in 2016. Hudri, who is sexually attracted to girls age 11 to 15, was diagnosed by the Institute of Mental Health in October 2020 as a pedophile who poses a significant danger to young victims. In the current case, he sent an unsolicited message to the victim in October 2019 seeking to befriend her. He lied that he was 16 and exchanged phone numbers with the victim, who told him she was a 12-year-old primary school pupil. Later that month, he arranged to meet her at a staircase landing in the Woodlands. Woodlands area of an HDB block in Woodlands section of Singapore. Deputy Public Prosecutor Tan Jing Ming told the court that the victim was shocked to see that he looked much older. Hudri and the girl then sat on the stairs and chatted before they had unprotected sex. A week later, they had unprotected sex again at the victim's home after she told him that no one would be home. The third incident took place in November 2019 at a staircase landing in the same place as the first one. Oh, wow. The landing of a staircase. Wow. The incidents came to light during a session with the victim's school counselor. The victim lodged a report on August 21st, 2020. On Monday, Deputy Public Prosecutor sought a sentence of 20 years jail with 24 strokes of the cane, arguing the offenses were premeditated. Oh, is this... Hey! It was White Shadow Guy, but it looks like we've got a return of motorcycles to the street. That's pretty exciting. That was White Shadow Guy, but he was wearing full gear. I think it's because it's cooler. People are going to wear their gear, maybe. All right, and we had a SUV turning left across the intersection. Oh my gosh. So anyway, this is just a horrible story, but it's one of those, wow, I didn't know this would happen or could happen, but sure enough it did. Wouldn't have happened on Calm, but Barth knows what's up. Let's see. The Woodlands is outside of Houston. oh my gosh. This is in Singapore. Yeah, this is in Singapore here. All right. We'll keep on a rolling here. Oh, look, cyclist actually yielding to oncoming. Nope. Driving out into the road in front of oncoming traffic. He avoided being run over. Man. All right, well, now we got a truck. No turn signal. Pulling a trailer. Up. Oh, it's turning left. Going along. No oncoming cars, so I guess it's okay. Yep. Hey, he maintained lane control. All right. At least that's good. Meanwhile, in Illinois, in the United States, a man has been charged with murder and hate crimes after stabbing a 6-year-old boy to death because he was a Muslim. Joseph Kazuba, 71, is accused of killing Wadea Al-Fayoum and seriously wounding his mother in Plainfield, Illinois. The landlord allegedly targeted the pair, who were his tenants, because of their religion and the ongoing conflict between Hamas and Israel. President Joe Biden said he was sickened by Saturday's attack. Who would have thought you foment violence against a certain, incite violence against a certain person or group as the President of the United States, and then, oh no, my citizens are attacking these people. He says the horrific act of hate has no place in America and stands against our fundamental values. So, we'll see what happens. The mom suffered a dozen stab wounds but is expected to survive. Son was stabbed more than 24 times and died in hospital. Yeah, I'm trying to see if there's anything. They just keep talking about the victims. Okay. Yeah, they didn't tell us. I guess he was arrested. We'll find out more later, maybe. Much like police stories, he could just end up getting released. We've only got a few seconds to go. I was late. I'm sorry. Like I said, I was trying to get WTF util to work, and then it was consuming all my CPU cycles, and I was like, what is going on? A Malaysian Air Force plane made an emergency landing in Singapore. A man, a semi-truck driver, died in Colorado when a coal train ran into him. And just listen to the Dubious Goals Committee. It's coming up in just a couple of seconds, and it will cure you. If you're chronically late like me, he will get you on time. Do you have a sickness in your heart or a weight on your chest?